What are the odds?
Okay, sir, the bet is to you.
All in, baby! You'll know exactly. More or less. What's going to happen? This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
All right, welcome back. Scott and I have been investigating becoming Flash New York Jets fans. And if we're going to do it, then you have to bring this news up, Scott. Elijah Moore, our own Elijah Moore, has been traded to the Cleveland Browns. The wideout who was distraught, to say the least, over the last couple seasons, probably thought to himself, you know what? I can't wait. Thank heavens. Here comes Aaron Rodgers. He's just been traded to the Cleveland Browns for a second-round pick.
Yeah, if you're Elijah Moore, be careful what you wish for. You get sent to the Browns. But this is draft capital. This is draft capital for Aaron Rodgers.
So you got Alan Lazard.
So our Aaron Rodgers.
Our Aaron Rodgers, if we do end up going through buying season tickets for the Jets. Just, I'm looking it up, okay? And so you got Alan Lazard. You have Mecole Hardman from the Chiefs, who they just signed as well, or picked up through this. Garrett Wilson.
Not too shabby.
Corey Davis.
Yep.
Also good. Denzel Mims is like... I wish that Braxton Berrios could have been around, but you can't have everybody.
Is Denzel Mims, is he related to Denzel Washington?
Usually the first name isn't shared on families.
Oh, it's the last name.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I will say.
That's no then.
So he's out of Baylor, and I was looking at his stats, and he wasn't super productive last year. So it kind of doesn't really matter.
Yeah, but the quarterback position was not super productive either.
it's actually very true.
It's kind of one of those things that go hand in hand.
Yeah. Got to have a guy throwing to you. So. They have quite the wide receiver room. And then you think about Breece Hall coming back off of that injury. That's exciting stuff, man.
Sounds like they need a quarterback.
I'm just really impressed with what our team's doing.
Yeah.
See how I'm trying to own it?
Yeah, we got it.
It doesn't feel right yet, but, you know, I'll come around. So I was looking at some of the tickets here. Okay?
Okay.
I was able to find, although they don't have them listed anymore. They're not listing what the prices are. They just have... you can chat with a representative. I don't like that because they're going to break it to you that it's expensive. So the New York Jets increase in season tickets. It just happened over the last summer. So this might be a bad time to buy just because they just increased it pretty high. So they said that your tickets are likely going to go if we're going to buy these season tickets. They said the previous prices ranged from $450 to $900 in the upper deck.
For season tickets?
Yes.
Per game? Or
I don't actually know. I would assume because that's...
No.
It can't be, right?
Can't be that high.
Because I got...
In the upper deck?
I know. I don't know. No, that's a... Sorry, this is for I'm looking across the league at just kind of the averages. So who knows what it's going to end up being. But when they say season tickets... Are they talking about for the full season? If it's $900 for the full season, we're in, man.
Yeah,
like that's eight games. That's just over $100 per game. That's awesome.
Should I chat during while I'm working here? Representative,
get a representative on the horn here, Jer.
And let's get him on the radio.
How much for your season tickets, there, buddy? We should do it.
What's your zip code? You're not our area.
They're like, your call will be received in the order in which it came in. My heavens. I don't know if I want to do this anymore. Start looking up, what's Breeze Airlines to New York? Is it cheap? Does Allegiant go out of Provo to New York?
They can't make it that far.
Come on. And we don't need a bag. We're just showing up, watching a game, and then leaving. All right, so here's what we have on What Are the Odds. I give you a scenario. You give me a 0 to 100% chance that thing will or will not happen. Men, ReMedical is Utah's only physician-owned, operated wellness clinic offering ED treatments for those out there who want it discreet. They want it non-invasive and customized for their needs. ReMedical.com is the website. That's ReMedical.com. What are the odds that you heard all this talk about three-peat as the conference champion? At practice, it was thrown around a lot. Coach Whittingham had to talk about it. Every player seemed like they were asked about becoming three-in-a-row champs, three-peat champs. What are the odds they actually do it, Scott? Because this is a tall order. It got harder even last year, and they still did it. Do they have what it takes to step it up even more in a year like this?
Well, what does happen and what happened last year not having North and South really, really helped Utah. You know, you got to have just, you don't have to have the best record. You just have to have one of the best records, and that's what they did. So is that possible? Yeah, that's really possible. I still really like this team. I do. I think they've got a lot of, they got a lot of depth. They got a lot of experience. They might be the most complete team in the Pac-12. You know, I'm not sure, you know, maybe Washington gets better defensively. Maybe Oregon, you know, it could be really good. Oh boy, that's hard. I'm going to say, was it Jay, who is the guy? Jay Crowder.
I love how suddenly forget his name.
John Crotty.
Oh.
John Crotty in honor of Dave Price. John Crotty, 25%.
I thought it was 21.
No, 21 was someone else.
Yeah, that was Dion. Yeah. Okay.
Crotty was 25. It's game day.
I'm going to say that it's going to be, people are beyond gunning for you, and teams have gotten better.
Yeah.
And it's just going to be tough. And they're not going to be the favorite, I don't think.
No.
You know, Pac-12
media,
which
in some ways is good.
I think that'll help Kyle.
They
got
to go to Washington, they got to go to USC.
Boo.
Yeah, that's tough.
I'm going to go with let me see here. I'm going to go with a Scott Mitchell 19%.
Oh, boy.
There you go. I don't throw that out. I throw that out about once a year.
But
it was Utah appropriate, and it was about the number I was thinking.
It's fitting.
What are the odds that Minnesota gives Utah a lottery pick? The T-Wolves are currently in the last spot of the lottery. Oh, I pray that this happens. My heavens, that'd
be
amazing.
Carl Anthony Towns is, he hadn't played.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. There just seems to be not a good chemistry there. It's kind of like Portland, you know, it just doesn't feel right. I think the odds are, I'll go Mark Eaton 53%.
Game day. Yeah. There you go. All right. We will come back. We will have our guy Mitch Harper jump on, talk a little bit about this article that he wrote up about Jay Hill and installing a new defense. And then yesterday, BYU adding a new president, Shane Reese, after Kevin Worthen, I think, did a masterful job. I think he did an awesome job. Especially, how much does it matter? How much does it matter that the president of your university, like, cares about the athletic program? How much does it matter? I think it matters a ton, but we'll see. We'll talk to Mitch about it when we come back. So stay right here with us, 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.